Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
War for the Planet of the Apes, this is number 3 in the reboot series, correct?
It is number 3, and some might say it's the best yet. It's certainly the most violent. It is indeed War for the Planet of the Apes. Caesar comes face to face with a human of more than equal proportions by the name of Woody Harrelson. Shaved, bald, and vicious. It's a battle. These apes get more and more realistic. It's just a pleasure to watch. It's not for everyone. I don't think every genre out there appreciates this film, but those that do are going to be licking their chops with excitement because this one certainly delivers.
We are not savages. Apes fight only to survive.
We created them. Now we will bring an end to their kind.
I did not start this war, but I will finish it. No mercy, no peace.
All right, assuming that one is sold out when you want to go see it, next door will be a romantic comedy called The Big Sick.
Yeah, it's based on the true story of a Pakistani comedian. He and his wife, or wife-to-be, I guess, but they're dating. But unfortunately, he hasn't gone down the typical path of his strict Pakistani Muslim upbringing. And that's caused some problems with his parents. Meanwhile, his fiancée gets very ill. And thus, we meet her parents for the first time. The father, played by Ray Romano, he's great in this. It's actually quite a surprisingly touching, yet comedic outtake. It's a fun movie.
I have to tell you something, babe. I've been dating this girl. She's white.
A white girl?
It's okay. We hate terrorists.
You know how we have arranged marriage in my culture?
Can you imagine a world in which we end up together?
I don't know.
And if neither one of those appeals to you, you've got, what, 4 premieres at the Movie Mill. Let's start with the shark thriller, 47 Meters Down.
Yeah, there's probably not another movie out there that scared me more in my youth than Jaws did. And I'm not saying this is a Jaws, but basically two sisters are trapped 47 meters down below as a great white shark is licking his chops, ready to feast upon them. They're in a cage, and they're running out of air, and it's basically fight for survival.
Like you're going to the zoo, except you're in the cage.
Ladies ready?
Yeah.
Once you're down there, you're not going to want to come back up.
Oh my God, look at those teeth.
Stay in the cage.
We have about 20 minutes before you run out.
You're not going to die down here.
We have to get back up to the top. There are sharks everywhere.
The Book of Henry looks quite interesting.
Yeah, very highly acclaimed. The single mother's raising some kids. She's off at work. Her 11-year-old boy, who's just a little touched, has a solution to everything. And he has figured out that the girl next door is being abused by her stepfather and drafts a plan for the family to try and help her out. It's really quite a good film.
This story, it's about me, my brother, my mom, and the girl who lived next door.
Henry and Peter, they're lucky to have you.
And your father's lucky to have you too.
Stepfather.
Christine is in trouble.
When someone hurts someone else,
we have to make it better.
Mr. Sickleman is the police commissioner. I'm not going to subject him to public scrutiny without conclusive evidence.
There will be a U.S. military drone on static display at the air show this weekend, and we've got a movie called Drone.
Yeah, and you may think twice about it. Neil, and he's played by Sean Bean, goes to work every day. His wife doesn't know what he does. His son doesn't know what he does. He goes off and he flies drones, but he's actually working with the CIA. And all is great and wonderful until a whistleblower site reveals what's going on. And then one day, a Pakistani survivor, widow, shall we say, shows up at his doorstep, and that's when the tension sort of starts to go through the roof.
What do you do for a living?
I'm in IT, computers.
So where exactly are you from, Amir?
Karachi.
Where the Taliban are.
Let's say
my wife and my teenage daughter was struck by a missile.
Like me.
Who fired the missile?
A drone aircraft belonging to the CIA.
And a rom-com with Alec Baldwin and Diane Lane. It's called Paris Can Wait.
Really like this one. Diane Lane and Alec Baldwin, her husband, wife. He's a successful movie producer. He is traveling through Europe by alternate means, and a business associate of his, a Frenchman, offers to drive his wife through the countryside. What should be a seven-hour trip ends up taking about 3 days, and it's a journey through fine food, fine wine, through the countryside, and it's sort of a reawakening. She, you know, sort of has her eyes opened as to where her marriage stands, not giving anything away by any stretch of the imagination, but just a fun, feel-good movie, beautiful countryside. This one's definitely worth checking out.
And if all else fails, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 would be worth another look?
Absolutely. Marvel does not get these ones wrong. This time around, you've got Chris Pratt looking to figure out who his father is. Kurt Russell makes a guest appearance in this film, and it's done well.
And let's put a quick plug in. The Summer Family Movie Fun is back.
Absolutely. Every Wednesday and Thursday morning at 10:30, there is a different family-friendly, generally animated film. Admission is just $1. We've also got some great deals on concessions. I think for $3, you can get the kids back. So great way to start out the day, keep the children entertained, maybe beat the heat for a few hours, and hope to see you out.
You can check out trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. And thanks again, Len.
You are welcome. Hope to see you at the movies.